Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our featured segment. It is called Mic Check, and it's also going to be one of those countdown segments right here on 93.5 FM. The topic this morning, the challenges independent promoters, radio programs, and entertainment television program faces when booking artists for events and also interviews. Our special guest this morning is entertainment journalist and producer. He's also host of one of the most, if not the most popular entertainment program across the Caribbean. It is called On Stage TV. Mr. Winford Williams has now joined our stage on Groovin' Radio. Good morning, Winford. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners.
How is Jamaica this morning, Winford?
What's that? I didn't quite get that.
How is Jamaica doing this Saturday morning?
Very hot, very hot, very hot. We've been experiencing heat in the party here. Heat in the Jamaica party.
Okay. Well, before you came on, I just reported that worldwide, for the first time, we have now seen the hottest June on record. The hurt of seeing the hottest June on record, and July 3rd and July 4th are the two hottest days ever recorded since they started tracking temperatures worldwide years ago, Winford. So I understand how Jamaica could be so hot. Coming off the recent 10th anniversary staging of Groovin' in the Park, as we lead up to Groovin' in the Park, Winford, this was just playing out week after week after week. The challenges independent promoters like ourselves, radio producers like myself, Anthony Turner, television program like yourself, what we face, some of the challenges we face, Winford, when we book artists to do events or even just to do an interview. It's a heck of a job, Winford. Huh?
Oh, yes, it is. And it's now the informality in our business that continues to be, too pervasive, much too pervasive after so many decades of us building a music industry. And lots of us are conscious of what it takes to. We're not lacking in information, in the principles of the business of music and entertainment in general. Mm-hmm. We do know, but yet we feel and behave. Our practice is informal. Everybody wants to be informal about just about everything. Mm-hmm. And it's to our detriment. It's all of us are losing big time. Mm-hmm. As a result of that. Mm-hmm. Artists with their superstardom and their godlike image and behavior. They could be way bigger, way more important on this planet than they are now. Mm-hmm. And they're just not interested in being the best they can be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so long as I just can't figure it out. Typically, Jamaicans are known, and you guys probably know even more than me because you live offshore Jamaica, you live in the diaspora, and you know where or how well placed Jamaicans are in the global space, in all sectors of human existence and life, and. For some reason, we have this thing called reggae dancehall music. We're great at it, the art in general. And the people who, and too many of us in Jamaica just won't exploit and realize our true potential. Mm-hmm. Why are we not interested in being who the biggest thing in the world? Mm-hmm. The world is asking us to be that. The world has opened its arms to say, come Jamaica. Artists and Jamaica's music, and for some reason, someone just—I don't know. That is essentially why there is no improvement in the business art. Mm. of our music, of our entertainment, and we just do not understand that it's about time. We know that we know all the that the system. Jamaica as a country that with the formal education system, the formal management of the country, the government of the country, and how we socialize our people. Mm-hmm. We're never to be entertainers, you know. There's no anything. All these things are from Edna Mandy College to all the other institutions that they put up. We're just put there for whatever. It was, and they're always seen as secondary to the academic traditional schools and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So there is never really a seriousness on the part of those who lead us. Leaders in general, both in the private and public sector, to do anything about our music and our entertainment, art.
Yeah.
And as such, this is what the world is calling for. Because as you open your mouth and you get the love, you're global. Mm. And there's nobody in Jamaica, there's no organized system or practice in Jamaica to exploit that international demand.
Right.
A product of entertainment from Jamaica. And that's part of what we, even us, you and I, who understand the psyche, who understand everything, are suffering from.
Mm.
It's the same thing reaching us. So nobody gets away from it, including that.
But Winfred,
they satisfied with what they're getting out of the chaotic system that now exists.
Mm. But Winfred, put all of that aside. Put all of how our country has been ran, how our business has been ran, and just think about this. Over the years, individually then, you're telling me that these artists, their managers, and so on, hasn't learned anything, Winfred? Grooving in the Park is on almost every artist's bucket list. International artists, reggae artists, soca artists. When we sign an artist to do Grooving in the Park, they come with a rider. And in their rider, they're asking for this, they're asking for this, and they're asking for that. And we, in return, says, we have to get 2 interviews on Grooving Radio. We have to get an interview on stage TV. We have to get an interview on a mainstream television station here, whether it's NBC, ABC, CBS, whoever it is. And they agreed.
Well,
but one second, Anthony. But once that contract is signed, Winfred, and the promotion starts, you can't find the artist anymore. And then when you do find the artist and you do find their managers, they give you a long list of excuses of why it's not going to happen. And then you says, okay, what is the best time for you? What is the best time I can interview you? And they say 5 o'clock Friday evening. And I said, okay, I can pre-record that interview. 5 o'clock Friday comes, you can't find the artist, can't find the manager. But yet still, when they come to your event, they expect the event to be a sold-out affair, and they expect to be paid before they leave their hotel room. How about that, Anthony?
Well, I wanna put something out there.
No. I want you to respond.
I'm
going
to respond to it, Ken, but I want to put it in perspective. There is no, absolutely no reggae or dancehall artist that when you book them for a major outdoor festival like a Grooving in the Park, that event is automatically sold out.
None.
You have the Beyoncés of the world.
Mm-hmm.
She announces a tour. Folks are lining up to buy tickets. In fact, the website that tries to sell the ticket,
crashes.
We're seeing where it crashes. Taylor Swift is the same situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is no reggae artist or dancehall artist that can do that. So the reality of the situation, Rasklem, once we announce the date and we announce the event, the work really just begins.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have to start to market and promote and find ways, creative ways, to get folks interested in the event.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Grooving in the Park 2023,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We booked an artist 12, 15 weeks out. And at the end of the day, we got one interview on the day before the event. a 5 or 10 minutes interview. That is totally not acceptable. Let me tell you something, Rasklin. We had a mainstream interview with one of our artists on Groovin' in the Park this year. That the interview did not happen because we could not find any takers. That is ridiculous. It just don't make any sense. There was another artist, and Winfrey can talk to that. He did an interview with the artist. I was on the phone about 8 hours trying to coordinate an event, trying to coordinate an interview. Winford was sitting literally by his phone waiting to do the interview. And then once everything was organized and the interview was about to be done, we started getting pressure from the artist management saying, oh, we've been here half an hour, 45 minutes. I had to ask the management, have you ever been to Jamaica on a Friday evening? Do you know what the traffic is like in Jamaica on a Friday evening trying to get from point A to point B? Winford had to take his crew, go to his office, get his equipment to go to this, to conduct this interview. A lot of people were talking about why is it that we're focused so much on the sound system exhibition. Let me explain to people, one of the reasons why you heard interviews with Dynamic and those people is because those are the only people who are available for us to interview. There were times when DJ Roa was calling me and said, Anthony, who do you have to interview? I had to go on, or you had to go on Rasklin to do the interview because we could not find any artist to interview. These are the realities of the business. The artists, once they sign the contract, they feel that they don't need to do much promotion. They just want to show up at the event. They want to be able to collect big money to perform. And they don't want to do any work. It cannot work that way, Rasklin.
No, it cannot work. And Winfred, here's one of the things that came out of this year grooving and moving forward. The RTs have a rider. We have a rider. And if you don't live up to your, if you don't live up to the rider, you will be taken off the show and you would have to return whatever monies that was forwarded to you. The next thing is, you pay an artist to do your event. The artist come to your event, Winfred Williams, and on the way to the venue, the artist tell the driver to stop and pick up those six people on the corner. And when they get to the venue, they said they're not going on stage unless I get six more passes. All these things, Winfred. So the challenges that we go through to do these events, people see the finished product and says, wow, this is great. But do you know, on that day of the event, as the day flows, all I can say to myself is, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We pulled it off. We pulled it off. And sometimes people will see you and say, boy, oh, you look so serious. You look serious because you're going through a heck of a day. Because even on the day of the event, Winfred Williams, artists are still giving you pushback. Artists are telling you, asking you, can I change my performance time? Why do I have to go on so early? Or why do I have to close the show? You have all these things that you're going through, Winfred. I mean, what else do we do, Mr. Williams? What else do we do?
Well, when you say you were speaking to going forward, I mean, and I think that was probably, maybe have to be very direct in responding to all of this in terms of what, if they don't feel it, in terms of in their pocket. Perhaps you won't get them to change. Like I said, it's not natural. The point I was making a while ago was that it is not natural that they will understand the principles of business and the principles of contracts. And there is no action out there that will make them feel something, a loss. If they breach the terms of the deal. So we could talk till we die here. Remember, and this is why the argument about informality and people not knowing really are uninformed about the said business during. The reason for this is that they don't understand. You talk till God come and you're just talking. the practice out there is that, and they wonder it for generations that it's been behaving like that from our state, because they get away with it, and people know that they're informal. Promoters know all over the world, and they treat them accordingly. Because really and truly, we are just not really. We're just scratching the surface of our potential. So we're just a by the way, you know, in the scheme of international music and the money that is being generated in music, we are just a little exotic, special people named Jamaicans, and then get trouble. But sometimes we just deal with it. We need to develop human beings who understand that everything on the planet is based on certain guiding principles and contracts. So if we're talking about solutions, if you can find a way to make people pay for their misgivings and their breach of contract. Mm-hmm. In other words, you don't do, then there are deductions. You have a list of deductions.
Well,
you have a list of deliverables in the contract, including interviews. And if you don't pay, you have a set very specific amount of money that will not be forward or paid to you.
Winfred.
Did not make these things. So it's like always, if they don't make the stage, then can't come tell yourself to give them the money.
You know the challenge is though, Winfred.
Yes.
You know the challenge is though, Winfred, is that all of that is in the contract. But here's the thing: the patrons that comes to your event will not understand it, because once you announce that Bob Marley is on the show, and you start promoting the show. And we start dealing with the issues behind the scene with Bob, and then Bob doesn't show up for the event, they turn around and curse us out and says we're liars because we
right.
Yeah, and so the behind
that is why it will continue forever, because
no, hear what I'm saying with
that.
Hear what I'm proposing.
The artist is very aware of that. One thing he knows about, one thing he's informed and educated about, is how to exploit the fan base and use them and weaponize the fan base against you.
Mm-hmm. Hear what
that
I'm proposing.
So how do you mitigate that?
Hear what I'm proposing.
They weaponize their fan base against you. Mm-hmm. How do you weaponize your own, your business? Or do you use the tools of business and law to get it?
Mm.
That's the only way you can fight it. Because when they weaponize those fans, you need to have, if fans could talk till they die, you are losing money, and fans are not stupid. Fans will eventually understand and know how to go on. And you have more tools now. You promote everybody. Your own social media, your own social space to speak, radio platforms like yours and so on, that you can put the word out about these people, and they will get less. But the point that I'm also making, I can't, it goes back. We have to do something.
Yes, and we... And we're
people who we think we can change. We have to try to change.
Indeed. And we're starting and
becoming a better version of themselves.
Yeah, man. And we're
change them.
And we're starting. And when Winfred, once
legal.
Winfred, 1 second. The computers are gonna take over in 20 seconds. Anthony, hold your thought and hold your proposal until we come back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Grooving Radio. Our special guest.
Some are lose them, we are ask them, rewrote them, not turning back. Panderail you them and all who are chats. We mute them, them not smoke, them not sick, them now have pink eye, but them yeah in red. Yeah man, rascal, we better than everything. All stead man.
Thank you so much, Bugle, for bringing us up at the top of this 11 o'clock hour, the final 25 minutes of the Grooving Radio Experience presentation right here on WVIP 93.5 FM. We are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check, ladies and gentlemen. The conversation this morning, the challenges independent promoters, radio programs like Grooving Radio, entertainment programs like onstage TV faces when we book artists to do events or even just a simple interview. Our special guest this morning is Mr. Winford Williams. Anthony Turner, our entertainment reporter and our writer, is also a part of the conversation. But before I get back to Anthony and Winford, let me just quickly do this, ladies and gentlemen, and it's giving back to charity. The St. Andrew Technical Alumni Association, they're going to be having their family fun day today. It starts at 1 and goes on till sunset at the Eisenhower Park over there in East Meadows, Long Island. Please support it, ladies and gentlemen. Also, the LJDR Davis Family Foundation, they're having their annual boat ride tonight. Tonight, it's an all-white cruise. Please support Dr. Butner at 718-810-2553. Anthony's friends from down there at Manning's High School, Manning's Past Student Association, they're getting ready for a Westmoreland Family Fun Day, and this takes place next week, Sunday, July 16th. That is Sunday, July 16th at the Hempstead Lake State Park. Meadowbrook High School is celebrating 65 years, and they're going to be having a homecoming week in Jamaica. It kicks off on the 23rd of July and runs until the 30th, ladies and gentlemen. The Jamaica American Law Enforcement Organization, they're having a family fun day and barbecue Sunday, July 23rd at Glen Island Park. Anthony, you should try and be a part of this one. And the same group, the NYPD, Jamaica American Law Enforcement Agent Organization, Anthony, they're getting ready for their inaugural gala, and this takes place on Thursday, November 2nd. You will hear a lot more about it here on Grooving Radio. Giving back to charity, as we always do. Welcome back, Winford. Welcome back. Winford?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Anthony. Anthony, you are proposing something. What are you proposing?
Yes, Rasclem. Just so the public understands the situation. Mm-hmm. When you book an artist, you mention about a rider. Mm-hmm. And the rider could contain information about how big a stage has to be. Mm-hmm. It may even go as far as which M&M, which color M&M the artist wants to eat. So it's very encompassing, and it includes a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I am proposing that every promoter that does an event, there's a fee that, you know, the artist will charge. So say they charge $10,000 to perform. I am proposing that, including in that fee, there must be an at-risk part of the performance fee. Say 10% of the fee that goes into an escrow and account that is not paid until after the event. Now, there are certain things that the promoter, rider that the promoter has to include in that, that says, You have to do 3 interviews, whatever the rider says, but a part of it must say a certain amount of interviews that you must conduct. And for everyone that you don't do, you lose $1,000 or $2,000. So when the concert is done, you go back through the rider for the promoter and say, let's see what you did and what you didn't do. So there's a at-risk part of the fee that they will lose money, because unless you hit them where in their pocketbooks, they're not gonna respond the way they should. And as Winford say, they weaponize their audience, their fan base. Mm-hmm. And if it is that we're saying, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, we're not going to put you on stage. The fans are going to come at us, the promoter, and say, mm-hmm. well, mm-hmm. you promised an artist, we paid for the artist, mm-hmm. and now you don't deliver. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be mad. So it has to be that the artist, in their performing fees, something goes in an escrow and account that only is paid out after the event is done.
Mm. You know, Winford, we book a particular artist for Grooving in the Park this year. The artist took herself off the show. She went on her social media page and she said she's taking full responsibility for the action. It has nothing to do with the promoters at all. She said us as promoter acted professionally in dealing with her, but she made a choice because she was double booked and she chose to do another event. Do you know that there are people who are saying that we did them an injustice because we were the ones who took her off the show, even though the artist went publicly?
Can you say something else?
Yes.
Well, perhaps you need to rerun that over and over, and that is probably me too again. Reinforce that message. But clearly, if somebody hears that, that'll be why they would cut it to one piece. The lies. Why do they want to go negative on you? So you just have to assume that maybe they don't share. They're not sharing these things.
But you know,
that's awful.
But you know, Winfred,
that was nice of the artist to do, and we would like to see more of that.
Mm-hmm. But you know,
they take responsibility. Mm-hmm. Responsibility for their action.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you know, Winfred, there is a level of negativity that we have to deal with, you know, and it doesn't just come from the fan base of some of these artists, because as I said before, Groovin' is an event similar to a Jamaica Jazz and Blues Fest, similar to a Reggae Some Fest, where many artists would like to play those events. You have to have that on your resume. I remember one time talking with Eddie Levert from the OJs, and he says that if you have never played Jamaica as an artist, you have never done an event. That is how much love and respect that they have for the Jamaican fan base. Now, it's kind of similar to a Groovin'. And I've approached artists at other events, and I said, introduce myself, and I say, I would love to do an interview with you on Groovin' Radio. And the artist would look me in the face and say, interview? Wando na interview. A Groovin' Mawando. Just like that, Winfred. The artist will tell you, I don't want to do an interview. I just want to do Groovin' in the Park. So what do you do? Do you turn around and book that artist, Winfred? Huh?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I'm sure, as you know, it's mostly about interviews. And when somebody doesn't want to do an interview, we don't hold it against them, because in most cases it has nothing to do with you. Quite often they want you not to ask them about things that they are not comfortable talking about. There can be a myriad of reasons why they don't want to be interviewed. So I wouldn't, if I really think they're good, if they're good and they have a fan base that will come out and pull, and I'm wearing my business cap as a promoter, I wouldn't book them, because the interview is just to affirm that a promoter getting them to do interviews is only to affirm that they are actually on the show and to excite people to come out. And that you can do on your side all by yourself. But a lot of artists who will not come, I have people who will not come on the show. And it's exactly what I just said. They don't want to talk about certain things. And then if they come, that elephant in the room will have to be addressed.
But Winfred, yeah. I have something to counter what you're saying.
You will have to address that elephant. So that is often the reason of hiding things.
Yeah. But hear what I'm saying now, Winfred. Hear what I'm saying now, Winfred. We understand sometimes the artists may have issues going on that they're not comfortable in sitting in front of the camera. And that is understandable. And, you know, you could get around that in some ways to say, well, these questions are not on the cards. We're not going to ask you that. But the other piece of it that I do not understand, Winfred, is that you will book an artist for Groovin' in the Park, and they won't even post anything on their social media platform saying that they're booked for the event. Remember, they have a direct link with their fan base, you know. So if they, it's one thing for us to send out something on social media to say, well, John Brown is confirmed for Groovin' in the Park. But when the artist sends out that information to their fan base, then it's a direct link that they have with their base. So they don't even want to do simple things like that.
That is easy to... There are remedies for that. And one of the remedies is that you get your deposit when you send us a drop. Everybody has the capacity to do a drop now.
Well, it's not even the drop so much, Windows. But we want them to use their platform.
You have evidence that this person is booked.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know what I'm saying is interviews will always be controversial about why and why people don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these, like King, for example, who is one of the most talked about, one of the most popular new age dancehallers in the state, has never done an interview with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And would we say now, you know, what do you do about that? You just have to, if you book him, he's not going to do any interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Unless something changed. So that is not, sometimes it has nothing to do with the promoter or the media also for that matter.
Okay, but you know.
It has to do with the person and what they're hiding and what they don't want to talk about and what insecurities they have about speaking publicly to their fans and so on. So you have to put that into the equation here.
Okay.
And face it all the way.
Winfred, hold on. We have always done that. And I would personally ask the individual, whether it's an artist, whether it's a politician, whether it's a doctor, a lawyer, what are you comfortable talking about? How far can we go with this interview? So that's not an excuse for me. And if that... Hold on one second, Winfred.
No, they don't trust you.
Winfred. Well, guess what?
I know where you're going. Let me just tell you exactly It has nothing to do with you. You have to believe me when I say this. They know that their fans will say, oh, that little thing, get a lot of cuss out. Oh, I'm not going to address a big thing that we know about it. Oh, I'm going to talk about that.
No.
Oh, you not ask me. Even if you ask. I said to them all the while, if I ask you, can shut me down and then I'll ask. But don't tell me that I can't ask you. And then we move on. I'm not going to do it. It is not for him. If it's certain shows like mine, certain questions must be raised.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't come. They dodge.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are dodging, it's because of those questions. And they know that if they don't talk about it, and you come to an agreement, like what you're saying, oh, we're not going there. I don't take that list, really. There are certain questions that you must answer if you're going to come. Don't come then.
Okay.
So if when it comes to an event, mm-hmm. you're going to have a bigger problem because he from my interview, I'm going to say you can't come unless that. If he's coming for just talking about an event, they are with the Twitter. He's only here to talk about an event.
Mm.
And we have with Twitter, probably don't bring them on the set and so on.
Okay.
But when it's an interview with a particular, like Skeng now, come on an interview and it's just going to talk about the event and nothing more. That's what he says will be lost on the audience because they will be talking a lot about on social, about why he didn't address this, why he never did. And you and him will be cussed out still.
No, because they know
that
Winfred
can backfire if they go on the interview and turn.
Okay.
Winfred, for everything that is going on with you and for you to address issues that are swirling around in social.
Okay, hold on, Winfred. And that is why we stay away from certain artists. But let me address this. There's a huge difference between booking an international artist and booking a local reggae artist. I remember in 2014, we booked Air Supply to close Grooving in the Park. Air Supply was performing in South Africa. South Africa. And that is where we interviewed Air Supply from. They were so committed to do Grooving in the Park. And they were so committed to let their fans know that they're playing Grooving in the Park. That even in South Africa, they made themselves available. Anthony pointed out that we book a particular artist for 12 weeks. And we didn't hear a word, no matter how many calls we made, no matter how many requests we made. We never got an interview, and it's in the contract. We never got a drops, and it's in the contract. They never posted anything, and it's in the contract. So at some point, Winfred Williams,
can't make no more excuses.
We cannot make any more excuses for any artist. Hold on, Winfred, hold on 1 second. No. We cannot make any more. Winfred, we cannot make any more excuses. We cannot make any more excuses for artists, because we're the ones that are spending the money. We're the ones that are getting the backlash from the fan base. And at the end of the day, Winfred, we have to be truthful. We have to be truthful to our fan. This year, 1 second, Mr. Williams, this year, Dynamics, Yardbeat, even Bass Odyssey, they were there to talk about sound system. But why is it Marion all made herself available? But why is it it's a struggle to deal with the other individuals? And when they came and saw what they performed in front of, they were all blown away. And at the end of the day, we're still left with the headache of dealing with the other issues, Mr. Williams. So as we start the conversation this morning about the struggles and the challenges that we face as independent promoters and even radio producers, and yourself as a television host and a producer, the challenges that we face when we book artists, it is not an easy thing at all. And I'll close with this. I remember I met an artist, and I'm going to tell you who the artist is, Mikey Spice. I met Mikey Spice a couple years ago at an event in Connecticut. And I said to Mikey Spice, I would love to do an interview with you on Groovin' Radio. And he said to me, boy, I don't know about the interview thing. What are we going to talk about, though? And I said, we're going to talk about Mikey Spice, the man and his music. After that interview was conducted here on Groovin' Radio, the late Earl Moody told me that. He called me to said he has never sold so many Mikey Spice CDs in one day. The folks over at VP Records, they were asking, what's wrong with Mikey Spice? People are just coming here to buy Mikey Spice music today because he was on Groovin' Radio. So at the end of the day, Winfred, we can have an agreement on what we discuss from what we don't discuss. We don't have to go down the road that they don't want to go down. We keep it positive and we keep it simple.
Yeah, what I say, Raspim, when these artists start selling out venues, Raspim, they can start dictating that they don't want to do any interviews. When we announce an artist...
I don't think your boss said anything that I'm not in agreement. I don't we're all on the same page as it relates to professional behavior. And we're trying to see... We should focus on the solutions that you guys would employ to get a different level of cooperation and behavior from our people when you book them. If you're in this business of promoting shows and so on, you have to get a different kind of response. We media, nobody's obligated to come to media to do it for you. So when they say no, I don't take it personal.
It's not about personal, Winfred. It's a business.
It's really a privilege when they come to your show. They have no obligation whatsoever. So when they come to our show, or when they mess us up, like don't show up, that is big on Twitter. But apart from that, they don't want to talk about this. They don't want to tell. It's either we turn it down or we do it if it won't hurt us. But what you guys have, the concerns you have, I think we're agreeing that we cannot continue business as that. I start by saying that we still are one little place named Jamaica down in the Caribbean. Though our music is global. And until we can, all of us, participate in changing that kind of mentality and get people to be more professional. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, use contracts. And punishment of pulling pay, the things that Anthony proposed, to pulling and deducting from people, some of them pushing for not doing what delivering and all the business. purpose of the contract. Mm-hmm. We're going to be here talking because we can talk them into some different place.
Indeed.
There are people who are going to listen to anything that any one of us
well,
have to say.
Okay.
But I am just saying, it doesn't mean that we should stop talking about what are the professional practices in this business.
Okay.
We should continue that, and we should talk more about that.
We're going to continue.
But at the same time,
yeah.
The only way we're going to change it is to put those measures in place.
Indeed, indeed. We're almost out of time, Winfred. We're almost out of time. The computers are going to take over in 3 minutes, and we're going to have to turn the station over to the Wake Up Radio team. We will continue this conversation. It's going to take weeks, Anthony. And I think one of the guests that we should book to have this conversation is Mr. Copeland Forbes. He has dealt with many different challenges, even as an artist manager. On that note, gentlemen, I want to say thank you both very, very much for joining us this morning. We're counting down our exit here on 93.5 FM. Winfred, take care. Anthony.
All right, Winfred. All right.
Take care, Anthony. We'll talk later on today.
Thank you.
One love, one love. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Winfred Williams from Onstage TV. Groovin' Radio was executively produced by Clement Human Christopher Roberts. Groovin' Radio was hosted by Ras Clem. Contributing to our presentation this Saturday morning, musically, you heard from Luciana, who's coming to town on Saturday, September 2nd at the Westchester County Center. Westchester Reggae Festival is back inside Westchester County. Third World is also on that bill. We heard from Dr. Novlett Butner this morning in our community engagement segment. They're getting ready for their annual medical mission to Jamaica. Kicks off on the 16th and run until the 20th of July. We got news from the Jamaica Gleaner, Jamaica Now with Mr. Jovan Johnson. Anthony Turner joined us with ER Report. He is our writer. He provided the bio for a very special guest this morning, Mr. Winfred Williams from Onstage TV. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Irie Jam celebrating 30 comes in at 1, Link Up at 6, and Soundchat at 8 p.m. tonight. My name is Ras Clem. See you tomorrow at 6 p.m.